Vaguely, while our cries fill the room, I can hear the plaintive strains of afternoon of a fawn. Tom is locked to my body, and I strain against him. His hands cup my cheeks, and he looks into my eyes, never breaking contact while he thrusts his heat deep into me. I raise my hips, lock my legs round his body, and his loud groan is enough evidence of the knowledge of more hidden treasures in my depths. Once the plaintive notes, one by one, each uniquely melodious, rise above our cries. On and on Tom moves in breathless wonder of my fulfillment that I'm not ashamed to display. One day, who knows, shame will die. Tom, he wants my shame, my guilt. It incites him, pleasures him that I can show so little reserve. I close my eyes, not willing to let him see any tears. When the thrusting hastens to reach impossible heights, and our glistening bodies have become a unified movement that I never know in these moments where I am, or that I've melted utterly and completely into a trembling mass of no known form, I help him by bucking higher and higher into him. His is a frenzied grunting, while my own gasps are never far behind. I don't hear my cries as we both lift, and I feel myself floating up, up, hovering tantalizingly in celestial harmony until I hear him cry my name out hoarsely as he spills into me. His face contorts in painful release in the moments I can still see his face. I am engulfed in a light so bright that I think I am somewhere in Indiana, running through a field of golden corn into the sun.